shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Today, it's all about the wind and the chill. Look at that. Look at how long we stay in the teens this morning. I'll show you when we start to see this easing up.
Plus, a house is destroyed after an overnight fire in Wake County. How the people living there managed to get out safely.
And this Arctic blast has caused schools across the viewing area to delay start times. How Duke Energy is preparing for a surge in electricity.
Better be ready for it because the heat's going to have to be cranked up today.
Some of the folks sleeping in, though, good for you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. No matter how cold it is outside, no delay for us. We are starting right on time here. We appreciate you waking up with us. Let's get to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with just how cold it is out there.
Yeah, the temperature is on the left and the wind chill is on the right. So it's 22 in the Triangle area right now, 25 in Fayetteville, 21 in Southern Pines, 24 in Goldsboro, 19 South Hill, 18 in Roxboro. So we're anywhere from the upper teens to low to mid 20s right now. But then the wind chill in the box on the right, it feels like 13 in Southern Pines, 16 in Fayetteville, 14 in Rocky Mount and South Hill, 18 in Roxboro. So it's a bitterly cold start out there. Our skies are clear. All the clouds, all the messy conditions from yesterday, long gone. We take a live look at Fenton. Of course, they have ice there. You might run into a puddle on the road that would be frozen. But for the most part, we have a very dry air mass in place. It is not going to be widespread. Just use a little caution if you happen to look at something that looks wet on the road. It's going to be frozen, but you won't see much of that. That can actually get people in a lot of trouble because it'll feel like everything is fine, and then all of a sudden there's just that one little puddle. 22 officially at the airport right now. Our wind isn't that strong. It's out of the northwest, only at 3 miles per hour, but that can make a huge difference in the way it feels outside. Here's a look at our futurecast wind chill. Starting off this morning, it's somewhere around 11 in Roxboro, 13 in Raleigh, 16 in Fayetteville. We move it on ahead. We'll pause it at 7 o'clock. It doesn't look really any different. 10 in Roxboro, 12 in Southern Pines, 14 in Goldsboro. At 9 o'clock, 17 in Raleigh, 19 in Fayetteville, 13 in South Hill. By lunchtime, temperatures will feel like mid to upper 20s. And then this afternoon, it's only going to feel like low to mid 30s. That's what it's going to feel like in the warmest part of the day today. We take a look at our hour-by-hour forecast. We do climb up only to 41 degrees. Tomorrow looks warmer, but we're tracking another Arctic blast for the weekend. I'll show you coming up.
Breaking news out of Wake County. A home is destroyed after an overnight fire near 540 and Creedmoor Road. Brett Nace drove there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. And Brett, you told us the people who live there got out safe.
They did. That's the good news about all of this, Renee. It's a family of five, two adults, three children that got out of this home here around midnight when this fire broke out. Take a look at video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. This will give you just an idea of how massive this fire was. This home is a total loss here on Carnoustie Way. It's in the Wildwood Green Golf Club neighborhood, if you're familiar with that part of Raleigh. And you can just see there is so much damage to this home. Firefighters tell me when they first crews got here, both floors completely engulfed in flames. So you can imagine just how scary of a scene that was around midnight when this family woke up thanks to their smoke detectors. That's what first responders are crediting to get this family out alive because of this fire that happened just before midnight. And all of them are safe this morning. That's the good news out of all of this. Of course, the investigation is just getting started on what caused this fire. Investigators tell me, though, they don't believe it's anything suspicious, but they'll continue to work on pinpointing an exact cause. I'll stay on top of that part of the story and keep you updated. Live in Wake County, Brett Nace, WRAL News.
Also this morning, schools across our area are delaying start times due to the freezing cold temperatures. A number of warming centers have welcomed folks in overnight to keep them warm. And utility companies are preparing for a surge in energy usage. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from downtown Raleigh. Laura, what are these electric companies doing to prepare for the cold weather here?
They are taking the steps necessary. Good morning, Jeff. Right now we are in downtown Raleigh. It's about 21 degrees and it certainly feels like it. This is an area where we typically see people going out, grabbing that morning coffee, doing that morning jog. So we'll see throughout the morning if anyone is brave enough to still do that right now. Now, the Office of Emergency Management, they tell us that even when we have this cold weather without precipitation, there is still the risk for power outages. And that's because there's so much strain on the infrastructure. We spoke with many people yesterday bracing for the cold snap. Today, stocking up on non-perishable food, battery-powered radios and blankets is key. Meanwhile, Duke Energy is preparing to see some of its highest customer demand, as you can imagine. The utility has taken steps this winter by completing maintenance at all of its plants last month. And Duke Energy also improved the performance of its outage rotation software to help ensure the system performs as expected should the need arise to conduct rotating outages. Jeff Brooks says most of the preparation for low temps like this is anticipating the high energy usage.
We do that by looking ahead with our weather forecast to determine what we anticipate customer usage to be at any hour of the day, and then we schedule our power plants to generate that power.
And he says at this point, they are not asking customers to conserve energy. However, if that does happen, he says they have changed their conversation messaging to be similar to what we see whenever there is a storm outage alerts that come through. So via phone, text messages, as well as email. Laura Levine, WREL News. We are live in Raleigh.
And several school systems in the area are switching up their schedules today. Schools in yellow, you see here on this map, they will all have delayed start times, and that includes Wake, Durham, and Orange counties. Mecklenburg County, Virginia schools are closed. The full list is on WREL.com and on the bottom of your screen. And you can see any changes to the WREL forecast on WREL.com or the WREL News app. Download it wherever you get your apps.
A 60-year-old woman and a one-and-a-half-year-old child are dead after being hit by a vehicle in Rocky Mount. The crash happened just after 4 Tuesday afternoon on Kingston Avenue. Police say a woman who was driving westbound on that road hit and killed the woman and child. Authorities say the woman and child were related.
Loss of life in the Rocky Mount community is always devastating. Unfortunately, today we had two. We can only imagine what the family of the families and victims, the pain and the suffering that they're experiencing. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the families of the loved ones during this difficult time.
We're working to learn more about the woman and child and whether any charges will be filed against the driver.
We know more this morning about the man accused of shooting and killing two people in an Apex neighborhood. We now know the names of the women who were killed, Nancy Taylor and Gabriel Raymond. Now, Harry Hardman made his initial appearance in Wake County Court Tuesday. Police say he was causing a disturbance in the Southwalk townhome community Monday. In a new video shared with WREL by a neighbor, Hardman can be heard calling for the death of students at MIT, Harvard, West Point, and other universities. He also is calling for the cleansing of the country. Taylor and Raymond approached him and talked to him, and then he pulled out a gun and shot both women. Neighbors say that Taylor was the neighborhood HOA leader, and Hardman may have gotten into a dispute with her about issues like speeding in the neighborhood. Raymond's parents told us on scene their daughter was a chemical engineer who worked at RTI.
A pest control employee who police say raped a 15-year-old girl is due in court today. This happened last week at the Northgate Apartments in Tarboro. Gregory Battle is charged with statutory rape of a child by adult and felony breaking and entering. He's in the Edgecombe County Jail without bond.
Temperatures stay below freezing this morning. White flag shelters and warming centers across our area have helped people get out of the cold overnight. In Cumberland County, True Vine Ministries, the Salvation Army of the Sand Hills region, and Cornerstone Christian Empowerment Center all welcomed folks overnight. The town of Selma will open a warming center today. It's on East Oak Street, open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Johnston County has warming centers as well. Anyone looking to get out of the cold there can come by the county courthouse, the public library, and Smithfield Rescue Mission during regular business hours.
Wake County property owners, you should find out this week how much your property is worth and how much you'll have to pay in property taxes. Homes in Wake County increased in value by an average of 53% in the early 2024 revaluation process. The tax administrator proposed a lower property tax rate for the county next year to keep it revenue neutral, meaning despite your property being more valuable, the lower rate means you should pay about the same as you did this year. Last year. The process helps the county spread its tax burden across its growing population. Today, Wake County Public School leaders will consider changes to enrollment caps at some schools. The school system is considering removing the limits on the number of students who can enroll for Apex, Highcroft, and Mills Park Elementary Schools. Staff says this is possible because enrollment plan changes are providing some relief for overcrowding. The board will hear staff recommendations at their meeting today at 3 and vote on the possible change next month.
We're also learning more about the plans to expand the Raleigh Convention Center. Raleigh City Council chose Ratio Design to handle the $387.5 million project. The Convention Center expansion will add 80,000 square feet of flexible event space, 30 meeting rooms. Red Hat Amphitheater will shift a block south to accommodate the growth. The same firm will handle that part of the redesign project as well. The amphitheater is expected to open in 2026, with the convention center expansion completed in 2028.
As the war rages on in Gaza, children there are paying an awful price. Hear from someone living there who explains that many kids have to go through on a regular basis.
Plus, former President Trump was back in court for his defamation trial. What we're expecting out of court today as E. Jean Carroll testifies.
And you're taking a live look at Durham this morning. Today's Arctic blast isn't the only one this week. Elizabeth will explain when we'll be experiencing bone-chilling temperatures again.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41 on this very cold morning. We take a live look at Sanford this morning. Temperatures are in the 20s and teens everywhere. Take a look at this. It's 19 in South Hill, 22 in Irwin, 25 in Fayetteville, 21 in Southern Pines, 19 in Lewisburg, 26 in Goldsboro. But the wind chill is making it feel even colder than that. This is a look at our wind chill forecast all day. Wind chill solidly down here in the mid-teens up until around 10 a.m. And then after that, it'll feel like 24 to 25 at lunchtime, and then it'll feel like freezing, like right around 31 during the afternoon. We'll see lots of sunshine, but if you're going to be exercising this morning, just remember temperatures are in the teens and the wind chill is in the low teens. Our high this afternoon, only 41. Looking at a chance of some showers on Friday. I'll show you coming up.
Today, E. Jean Carroll is expected to testify in her defamation trial against former President Donald Trump. Trump was back in court yesterday during jury selection and opening statements. Nine jurors will decide how much Trump will pay in damages for defaming Carroll in 2019 when he denied her rape allegations. Trump's attorney argued Carroll was trying to seek a, quote, windfall over mean tweets. Carroll is seeking more than $10 million. Last May, a jury found Trump sexually abused Carroll in the 90s and then defamed her in 2022. Trump has denied any wrongdoing and has appealed the jury's verdict and all rulings against him.
Israel says it will soon scale down its offense in southern Gaza, but it is ruling out a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the children of Gaza are paying a terrible price in the war. The UN says there's now famine in Gaza. Children may wait up to 8 hours for a single bowl of soup. Many of them have lost their parents in airstrikes. Some have moved along with younger siblings multiple times to try to find a safe place.
What we're living is horrible, and what we're practically living like animals, and we shouldn't live like that. We should live like human beings.
The Hamas-run Palestinian Health Ministry says more than 10,000 children have been killed by Israeli airstrikes and ground operations.
The suspect in the Gilgo Beach killings is now charged with the death of a fourth woman. Rex Huerman is accused of killing sex workers and dumping their bodies on a stretch of Long Island's Gilgo Beach. Yesterday, he was charged with the murder of Maureen Brainerd Barnes. Her remains were found in the same area as the other women. Investigators say DNA connected Huerman to a hair found on a belt used to restrain Brainerd Barnes. It was handed over by Huerman's daughter. Huerman pleaded not guilty. He's due back in court next month.
The person convicted in the Colorado LGBTQ nightclub shooting that left four dead has reached a plea deal on federal charges. Court documents show Anderson Aldrich will plead guilty to 74 counts of federal hate crimes and gun crimes. The agreement states that Aldrich would receive multiple concurrent life sentences plus additional consecutive sentences totaling 190 years in prison. In exchange, the U.S. will not seek the death penalty. A judge still needs to sign off on the terms.
Former Hollywood executive Harvey Weinstein and the CEO of Madison Square Garden, James Dolan, are accused of sexual assault. A woman who was 23 years old, a massage therapist at the time, filed a lawsuit yesterday. She accuses Dolan of pressuring her into unwanted sex acts and setting up a meeting with Weinstein that led to him sexually assaulting her. Both Dolan and Weinstein are denying the accusations. Weinstein is currently in prison after being convicted of rape and sexual assault of three women back in 2020.
This morning, a housing facility for those experiencing homelessness in Raleigh will reopen. The Cornerstone Service Center is set to reopen at 10 this morning. It's on Snow Avenue. The center provides mental health support and helps residents find permanent housing. It underwent $4 million in renovations. The center has 20 units for people to stay in, with new ground floor apartments complying with ADA requirements. State education leaders are giving schools their first guidance on how to handle artificial intelligence in classrooms. The North Carolina Department of Public Instruction is the fourth state education department nationwide to put in a handbook to help schools understand how to best use the technology. WRAL visited Nash County, where the school system allows teachers to use AI tools like ChatGPT, but students are not permitted to use it. State education leaders say they know students will use technology no matter what, and they want teachers to be able to provide guidance responsibly.
Anytime there's innovative technology, North Carolina has been a leader in that area. And to be able to come out and say, if it's a tool that will impact the best learning for students and the best educational experience for teachers, then we certainly want to wrap our arms around that.
The Department of Public Instruction is giving schools the acronym EVRY for how to use AI responsible. Schools should evaluate the input, verify the facts that come back, edit the prompt and ask follow-up questions, revise the results, and most importantly, you should be responsible and transparent about using AI.
Coming up just about 10 minutes before 5 this morning, and let's say your job is to keep the ice perfect at a place like Fenton for skating rink. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Easy job today.
Absolutely. Yeah, some of the days, you know, when temperatures have been, you know, approaching 60 degrees, you know, it's tough on that ice. But it's great for it today. That's for sure. 22 is our current temperature. Our dew point is 7. That just means that it's very dry out, and you may be surprised to find very little frost on your windshield. That's because our air mass is very, very dry. Not enough moisture out there to develop any frost on the windshields. Our temperatures this morning, 18 at 7 a.m., 8 o'clock, 19. By 11 o'clock, we're getting a little bit closer to freezing. So this is not going to be just a morning event. It's going to be an all-day thing that we'll be dealing with. We've got the top of the tower lit in blue for clear skies. Lots of sunshine for it today, thankfully. But it will be a bit breezy and cold all day long. 18 right now in Siler City, 22 in Durham, 15 in Henderson, 19 Lewisburg, 23 in Rocky Mount and Wilson. We head down to the south. It's 20 in Sanford, 18 in Robbins, 25 in Fayetteville, 22 in Irwin, 24 in Goldsboro. But of course, the wind chill is another story this morning, feeling more like about 14 right now, 13 at around 7 a.m. Of course, a lot of schools are pushed back 2 hours, but that still means kids are out at the bus stop, you know, 7 to 9 o'clock, 13 at 7 a.m., and 17 at 9 a.m. At 11 o'clock, it'll feel like 24 and 29 at 1 o'clock. So probably not going to be a lot of kids out playing. So we have this Arctic blast that's moved into our area. This purple area is showing temperatures well below normal. We will see temperatures bumping back up a little bit. We're still below normal for Thursday and Friday. But then we get another shot of an Arctic blast that stays with us on Saturday and Sunday. And then finally into next week, we begin to see temperatures warming up. Our normal low is 32. So we're looking at 23 or so this morning, 33 tomorrow. That's going to keep us from seeing any frozen precipitation when we see a little rain on Friday morning. But then 20 Saturday, 17 Sunday, 22 on Monday. So, I mean, it doesn't go away anytime soon. And here are the wind chills for this weekend. Saturday morning, it'll feel like 11. Sunday morning, it could feel like single digits out there. So just be prepared for that. The only rain in our forecast, we were in such a wet pattern there for a while. A little bit of light rain on Friday with the high of 47. We do finally see temperatures getting back to normal by the time we get to Tuesday. We're back into the 50s, but our morning lows are still in the 20s. January.
Hello.
It certainly is. Coming up, a very memorable NFL wildcard weekend gave us images like this to remember. We'll explain how a baker in Kansas City is immortalizing the iconic image of Andy Reid's frozen stash.